A new study finds one quarter of New England wildflower species have disappeared over the last 150 years. Researchers are worried about what that means for local ecosystems. Here's Richard Premack. He's a biology professor at Boston University and the co-author of the study.
Wildflowers are an important part of biological diversity. They're an important part of the environment, and they provide us directly or indirectly with services. They provide us with clean water, clean air. They also support pollinators, which also pollinate our crops.
Premack says the decrease can be attributed to pollution, urban development, invasive species, and climate change. And the decline of our region's wildflower species isn't the only threat to our pollinators. Researchers have found that since 1947, the population of managed honeybees has dropped from 6 million colonies to 2.5 million. So how does the loss of pollinators affect our food system? That's the subject of a new documentary called The Pollinators. Peter Nelson is the director and director of photography for the film, and he joins us. Peter, welcome to Next. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks so much for having me on.
Your documentary starts with a scene of beekeepers loading and unloading boxes of bees on huge semi-trucks to take them to farms around the country. Maybe you can tell us more about what exactly they're doing and why.
Yeah, so it's a very interesting story that most people don't know is that they move millions and millions of bees around the country for pollination, for agriculture. And people don't know about it because it mostly happens at night and in remote places, orchards and farms that most people don't get to. And so they're covered up with a net when they travel during the day. So you could be driving down the highway next to, 10 million bees and you wouldn't even know it. So it's our agricultural system has become dependent upon the movement of these bees. And it's not the beekeepers, but it's the changes in agriculture that have really driven this.
Let's listen to one of these beekeepers who uses these managed bees around the country. This is Brett A.D. from A.D. Honey Farms.
The USDA numbers say we have somewhere around 2.6 million hives, and the Bee Informed Partnership out of Maryland's been losing 30 to 40% of our hives, so a 30% loss of there puts us down to about 1.8 million hives, and that's about what the almond industry takes. So we're almost at 100% utilization of the bee supply.
What does he mean there when he says we're almost at 100% utilization of the bee supply?
Well, almonds is the first big crop of the year in the United States, and it's the biggest pollination event in the world. And so they bring in a couple million hives of bees from all over the country. They come from down south, Georgia and Alabama and Mississippi, and then also up north. They overwinter bees in old potato sheds and climate-controlled buildings so that the bees can get out there for the pollination. And so there's this mass movement of truckloads of bees that go across the United States every February in order to get there in time for the pollination. And so all these commercial bees has become such an important source of income for the beekeepers that they – almost all commercial beekeepers will move their bees out for almonds because it's so lucrative and essential to their annual income.
A big reason for your documentary, of course, is because the overall bee population is in decline. And here's another clip from the documentary, The Pollinators. It's Marianne Fraser. She's a retired senior extension associate at Penn State, explaining a bit about this decline.
It's one straw too many. You got mites, you got virus, you got, poor nutrition, and then you have pesticide exposure on top of that. It's more than we should expect of any organism to survive.
So for as much as we rely on bees clearly for the food that we eat, it seems as though we put them under an awful lot of stress. Maybe you can talk about that a bit more, about the reasons why these populations are in decline.
Yeah, I think, most people would like to believe that there's one thing that's killing the bees, and it's much more a complex problem than that. There are many factors that are affecting pollinator health, and it's not just honeybees. It's native pollinators as well, and there are about 4,000 species of bees in North America. But the big things are with honeybees. There are parasites that are affecting the honeybees. The varroa mite is a terrible one. Pesticides, fungicides, herbicides are big factors. The poor nutrition that I mentioned earlier about a lack of diverse forage for the bees, viruses that are transmitted by mites and by other parasites, habitat loss, and climate change. These are all factors that kind of are affecting the honeybees and really creating a big problem for them.
And this matters in our pocketbooks. It matters in the food we eat. Here's Susan Kegley. She's an organic chemist and CEO of Pesticide Research Institute, speaking in your documentary.
I think the general public should know that our food system is threatened by the fact that the bees are in trouble. And they should care about that because they eat food.
Peter, could you give us a sense of just how important this is? Maybe something that people don't quite understand about what a precipice we're on if bees aren't there to be able to pollinate and help provide the food that we eat.
Yeah, it's really important, and it means a lot to every one of us. And you know, not having complete pollination and not having a full crop of apples or blueberries or cranberries or whatever is economically bad for any of the farmers in New England and elsewhere. But it's also bad for us. I mean, it's just the cost of food is going to go up, and it's a break in the natural cycle, if you will, about how it should be done. I mean, the example that I use a lot of times is if most people can imagine like how the Amish farm, where there's a bunch of different crops, a diverse mixture of different things that they grow, and therefore they have a variety of forage and habitat for bees. And a lot of farming has gotten away from that in the sense of simplicity. We don't see it as much in New England as you do out west in, you know, the Midwest and Great Plains area, where you'll just see, you know, acres and thousands of acres of corn and thousands of acres of soybeans. And that's all that they grow in certain areas. And so we, because of our landscape in New England, we're a little bit different from that. But it's a subject that really affects all of us, and it's going to, you know, the way we're going to experience it is increased prices of food and lack of diversity. Once we start losing species of insects and pollinators, it's going to make things a lot more challenging.
What are some things that people might do to protect native pollinators and in bees in our environment?
Well, they can. Many people can find a local beekeeper and buy honey, and that's a really simple, low-cost thing to do. If you buy local honey, that is supporting that industry and supporting your neighbors, really. But other things that people can do is you can plant habitat, pollinator gardens, and even if it's a window box, you can do. It's a small thing, but it makes a big difference. And a big thing that people can do is don't use herbicides, pesticides on their lawns. A lawn is a monoculture. It's grass, and it's a food desert for bees and other pollinators. So I think that if people get used to the beauty that you can have by having dandelions and clover in their lawn as opposed to a golf course looking lawn, that's a big step. And less chemicals in the environment is a big thing.
Peter Nelson's film is called The Pollinators. For more information about the documentary and for screening dates around our region, visit nextnewengland.org. Peter, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Listen to Next on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.